This is a Pinball News production.
Hi guys, how you doing? Rob did ask me, and I've never spoken in front of anybody before, so I think it'll go pretty easy. There's no notes or anything like that. I started collecting pinball machines when I came into my first expo here 3 years ago, and I bought a Rolling Stone one. And I haven't met anybody here in the past 3 years that only has one pinball machine. I now have 20. And they're all music themes. I guess when I was about, I'd say 20 years old, I found that Rolling Stones pinball machine in a pizzeria in New York. And we used to just hang out there. And I kind of forgot about it because they disappeared. And then what happened was, with the likes of eBay, I happened to just look for a Rolling Stones record, and I saw a pinball machine, and it was in Michigan. I bid on it, I won on it, and I went and drove, got it, brought it home, and it was the first thing I ever brought home that my wife didn't give me a hard time about. She likes the Rolling Stones as well. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of pictures that we're going to show up there in a minute. My pinball machines are only music themed. There's no reason for it. When I go out to a bar and I see a pinball machine, I get really excited, just like when I'm here now. And they're a lot of fun to play, but for some reason I have not been able to make the adjustment and buy something else out of the theme. And Rob got a kick out of that and wanted me to explain this. So that's how I got started, and it's fun. I'm looking to buy a couple more, maybe while I'm at the show. And there is so many. Rob, you're going to have to help me out here as far as on the machines go. Other than collecting them now, I know nothing about the repairs of them, but I've met a lot of friends here, and I brought three machines that are here now that were broken and are up and working now. And it's just a lot of fun. And I have three kids. And for me to have a pinball machine that's made here in the States, it's like a toy. It kind of brings back my childhood. And it's a piece of work. And I don't think I would ever sell a pinball machine. So if I run out of room, I'm just going to buy a bigger house. But yeah, I'm going to name off a few machines. I don't know if anybody here has any themes. Like I noticed like somebody might have like a comic book collection theme. And then maybe they have one music machine. They might have, you know, the Space Invaders, and maybe have a Star Trek. Well, let's see. I got the Rolling Stones. My second purchase when I got my second machine was the Captain Fantastic. Then I had to go and see the movie, and bought a Wizard. And I got the Tommy the Rock Opera. Then the Guns N' Roses for. I think everybody would have heard of these machines, but there's never a dull moment. I mean, with my kids, I've never told them not to play, never told them to turn down the music. It's just a lot of fun. And what else? I'm trying to think. I have a Dolly Parton machine. I was going to bring it here, but it's a little top heavy to carry in by myself. So, you know, it's not just a rock and roll collection that I got. It's really any music. I even, I don't know if it was called Dipsy Doodle or something like that, but I've seen violins and fiddles. And I want to get that one. There's a Wedgehead. That's the only thing I don't have in my collection that I'm aware of. And it was called Rockstar. I can't find one. And Michael over here that's got the cold chair here, he's got the back glass that's called Blue Note. It's the same machine. He's trying to twist my arm to buy that back glass, but I would like to buy the machines. There's a few other pinball machines like Ted Nugent. You know, that's got to be one of my favorite. That's a Stern machine, I believe. And people that have come over to my house, repair guys, or people that have not seen a pinball machine in 25 years, they don't leave, and they're constantly coming back now. It's just a lot of fun. And you guys that I've met over the course of the 3 years, I don't know, like, if you're in a bad mood, or, you know, I'm married 20 years. If my wife gets me upset, I used to turn the radio on or a CD. But now, you know, I play a game, and you got the music or even a theme. And I find it very relaxing. And it's just fun. And I would like to know if anybody here has any music machines, maybe one or two. Or what do you guys have?
Elvis.
I want that. I
Tommy, the Who.
I got that, and that's a lot of fun. But that Elvis one, I can't justify $4,000 yet, and that's for the standard edition. But if I
try.
Yeah. But I've played that, and I don't think that's a game that I could ever get bored with. And by the way, I have a machine called Rock and Roll from like 1970, the Beatles, the Beat Time. And somebody put out a Beat Glass replacement with the Beatles. Yeah, okay. I happened to buy that glass, and so I'm really into it. But that's from 1966. That's my oldest machine. My second favorite is that Rock and Roll, which is also called Jive Time. And just an amazing machine. It just, and there's not one machine that I've ever regretted not buying. Yeah, go ahead.
How'd you like King Rock?
Cool. King Rock?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Has it got the, it's got the king on it, and the bass drum, and the band.
Oh, is that like the Stone Age?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have an amp. All right, so they didn't have to plug it in back in those days. But I've never played that machine. I really haven't seen it other than the textbooks. These are a few pictures of my basement right now. I just noticed. All right, well, one Rolling Stone machine has turned into four. The second one I bought out of Belgium, so it works on Deutsche Marks or something. I got to transfer that over. But, like, it's so enjoyable to me. I don't know. This is Al Gottlieb's World Tour. And that's here, if anybody wants to see it. It's just been repaired, so it's up and working. And that's in the coat room. That's a lot of fun. That's one of my newest ones. A lot of these machines that I bought now, is this with every machine? Like if I'm missing something like the header or the topper, is it called, the marquee? I got to go and buy it so I complete my collection. So I bought the machine. The back glass had some damage. Then last year, Mike sold me a replacement back glass. He tried to sell me another one this morning. And I bought the topper, so I got that. And this game's a lot of fun. Loud music, it's very synthesized, like almost like techno. It's a cool game. I don't know if anybody had a chance to play it, but feel free. Maybe I can pull it out later on and, you know, you guys could try it out. I personally, Rob asked me last year, he thought it was kind of exciting that I had this theme going on, and he asked me if what I would like to see here. And I did say it would have been cool to see the Elvis machine last year or even this year, because I find myself, like, I see some of these guys 60, 70 years old, a few pounds off weight. They move like Elvis when they're playing. And that's kind of how I feel. Not that I move like that, but when I'm playing and if I think nobody's looking, I'm doing that. You got a piece of the Tommy over there. You guys said you have the Tommy machine?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just staying on the same slide, I presume, and just rotating.
Do you have a big feeling?
No, I want one. And that's got the banjos and everything like that. You see, I think that's cool. Like, a lot of people thought, what am I doing with Dolly Parton? I don't spin her records, but I really like it, and it's a fun game. She's attractive and on that glass. And it's kind of like, and it chimes the music. I think there are three or four songs. And it, there right next to it is the Beat Time that I was just telling you about. I actually bought that Beat Time at this show last year. The gentleman is set up again. And there's the back glass from eBay that I bought that on.
Your so, back glass on the Beat Time was like it's in really good shape.
Yeah, it was never installed. Now, these are, when I bought this from the guy, he said I can't even, they only made a few of them and they got in trouble. Is that true or can you still buy this?
The Beatles one?
Yeah. Yeah, the replacement.
You cannot buy the Beatles anymore. They put a close on.
Okay, so I'm lucky to have that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and if I ever see another one, like
it, buy it.
Buy it. Okay.
Yeah. Does Mayfair have any upstairs? This they had like 6 months ago.
Oh, is that well? I don't know.
I think he made them.
He did.
He remade them with.
It figures that another New Yorker got his hand in the dish there. Well, as far as this Beat Time, 1966, Jesus, it's a lot of fun to play. I like the, I don't know, odometer thing that rolls around is the EM machine, like that. It's just a two player. Okay, and you know, that's got to be one of my favorites, but there's not one machine that I've ever got bored with, and I think that's why I'm sticking with this theme. Is it's just so much fun. Does anybody else have a B-Time in here?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
I like it. I restored it completely out of the fire.
I saw one for sale here. I didn't see the price on it, but there is one. Somebody saw. I'm sorry, guys. This is the arcade, the only one I have. I don't like arcades. In fact, I have a button that has the red circle with the line going through. But it's Aerosmith. So it's got the theme. My kids still think I'm the greatest dad, because how many parents come home with that and let their kids play that? It plays music, but it is a video game. I don't know if there's another video game with more music. If there was a band or something, I'd probably have that sitting right next to it. But a lot of fun.
It's one for Journey.
Yeah, Journey.
The band Journey?
Yeah, you say it's a great machine.
Do you have it?
No, but I don't know any video games. But
okay.
It's a really fun game. It has a tape recorder inside of it and plays separate ways.
Is it kind of like the Boston Red Sox and the Yankee fans? Like, people that are into pinball, they don't like video kind of stuff?
Any room that I have available, I'd rather have a pinball.
Okay. Well, I just...
An unlimited room might have video.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not into the Pac-Man thing, but this was the music, and, you know, I don't know, I like it, but I could see, because I hear people muffle over the video games and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
That's just a close-up of the original Blastoff.
You know, it seems to me that this is the closest connection to a licensed product without making it officially licensed.
Yeah. Now, did it start out to be the Beatles, somebody told me, and then they didn't get a patent or something?
John Yoko, or Yoko, would not license it. It was a bunch of stuff that just didn't happen.
The fifth Beatle. But yeah, it is a lot of fun, and I'm glad I got that glass, and I guess they put a stop to it, like you said. I did want to express one thing. One of the things I look on when I buy a pinball machine, and I would like to hear feedback from some of you guys, not one of my machines have any touch-up paint on it. When I go to buy a pinball machine, I ask if it's original, and I think it's because I'm a car collector. I drive a 64 Pontiac GTO. It's got to have the right engine, the numbers matching, it's the right color. So it just carried over to pinball for me. And like, I don't know, but since like the guy was commenting, I have a KISS machine here that got repaired. And you know, I played the new one that's got it's a museum piece, but that scares me. It's sterilized. It's like, I like have a little wear. I mean, there's no cigarette burns on it. I don't let the kids put their drinks on it. But the original, and so, I don't know, it builds kind of character. So I don't want a few scratches. So I would prefer to save a few extra bucks and put it toward the next pinball machine and buy one for less money than the serious collector. It's the same thing with a car. They say Trailer Queen, that people push them out at the car show and they don't even drive there. I'll drive 300 miles to go to the car show, and if it's smoking, it's fun. I don't care. Yes.
One of the things that we always tell a customer when they walk into the store is you don't play the cabinet and you don't play the back box.
Is that a pinball store?
Yeah.
Okay.
You play the play field.
Yeah. Well, I think they're meant...
Even if it's got wear on it, like you said, it's character.
Yeah. Well, now, I do park the 64 GTO in the garage, and I don't let the kids ride their bikes around it. I don't let them go in it. But in the basement, what are you going to do? If you tell your kids you got these games that they can't play down there, they're going to break. Three of them in here today, I didn't break them. Sorry, Skylar, that's my 12-year-old over there. But yeah, and there's one, that other one, Heavy Metal Meltdown. And if you notice, that's a good shot, because the three pictures, now, the Heavy Metal Meltdown is the only one that had the topper on it. I bought the Tommy one, it did not, I had to buy the ball. Did Mike sell me that?
Probably.
And what I said about the Al's World Tour, I bought the topper. But somebody was pretty impressed at the show that I had the boom box. That's a topper. I guess that was an option. And when the sound plays on that, there's three sets of speakers, two on the boom box, which actually work. And you guys, it is a loud machine. It is noisy metal. It's 1980s hair, big hair music thing. But there's a speaker on the bottom. So if it didn't have the top boom box, it's got a good sound, or it should.
on the heavy metal, do you, when you punch up a game, it says heavy metal, and with the flipper, you can make it say heavy, heavy, heavy metal, heavy metal.
It's great. Now, the reason why I see it is when I bought it, it had a lot of quirks, and I only got to play it the first day. And it started loud, and the sound just went really down. It went, heavy metal, metal, and then to like nothing. So we thought it was the soundboard, and it was something, you know, that guy Clay, if you guys know Clay, he's the one that prepared my machines today. I happen to be from New York, and by the way, the reason why I couldn't make the seminar yesterday at that scheduled time was because the fire's in San Diego. I have a home in San Diego, and my wife is going to be here sometime today, coming back from San Diego. My mom and dad had to be brought to Madison at my house now because of the fires in San Diego. They're elderly. But I made it back here, and I don't know if I told you, I had to drive from Madison to O'Hare to get my parents. Go back from O'Hare, which is what, walking distance from here? Go back to Madison, then load my trailer, and I'm here.
Oh.
So, and I woke him up at 7 o'clock in the morning and told him, I'm sorry, I'll be here around 12:30, 1 o'clock, and he had me on the schedule at 1:30. But, you know, you're still okay. There's the rock and roll one. I bought this at the show last year. You see, so every time that I've come here, I've bought at least one machine, or a topper or something like that, and it's been a little crazy. I haven't done my full shopping yet, but I've already bought a few things. If anybody's familiar with this, the same as Jive Time, it's one of my son's favorites. And I find with the kids, they don't need all the bells and whistles with all that, the lights and the sounds and the blurps or the casino action. Here you got a one player, you got an old, what do you call that, spinner?
Mm-hmm.
This is the only machine that I have between the flippers where you have that pop-up where it saves it. And I remember that, something about that amber glow. It's cool when you save the ball. But when you got two sockets that will spin that, and the bonuses, and you get extra balls. I had that thing pinned, I think, 14 free balls. So you can play that game, I think it was 10 cents back in 1970, and you could play that for 2 hours, you know.
But Mike, the one guy that was here on the scooter, mm-hmm. Just left when you were here.
Yeah,
he designed that game.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it's great. I want to say that's one of my top favorites, you know. And I bought that here at the show last year. That's just, you know, I'm sorry. This is with a snapshot camera. I guess I was trying to get the play field. This has a guitar in the center and some lights and stuff like that. And if somebody's not familiar with it, I apologize on that picture. There again, all these are music related, but it's got people on instruments, and it doesn't make any sounds, but I can play this thing for hours, and I feel that it has the music because of what's going on as well, and it's just a great machine. And I want to say, I think, an original no touch-up paint, $300 I bought it at the show last year. I wouldn't sell it if somebody gave me $1,000. It's a fun machine. The Wizard, somebody's got to have that machine here. Just you? You got the who? Okay. Yeah, that was my second machine. No, my third machine purchase. Yeah, and this is good. And you know, I saw the movie, what, 1975 when it came out. And you know, I mean, the 70s, a few things I don't remember. But this one here, when I got the this machine, they had the movie released on DVD. So I went and watched it. I watched it with my kids. They were all excited. We played. I mean, they know the songs. Not only, there's another one of my sons running in here. To see them knowing the music from the 1970s and to play this machine, and when the kids come over, to listen to them explain, like I'm kind of trying to talk a little bit about the machines. These kids know more than I do about them. And they're a lot of fun. Ann Margaret, Roger Daltrey, and it's a great machine. There again, very big music theme because of the movie, Tommy. But it doesn't play any music, it just has the old school electric mechanical, and it's a lot of fun to play. Another one of my favorites. This is the Captain Fantastic. This was my second machine purchase. There's got to be, you guys have to have this one too? You collect, you want to come up? You have every machine
I talked yesterday.
Okay. All right, so everybody's got to remember this. And that one that I just talked about, the Wizard, This is, I guess, that theme. I don't. Which one's first?
The Wizard was first. That's actually the Captain Fantastic. Actually, has a pretty cool story behind it. If you know about Hitler.
I know Hitler's on the back left.
Yeah.
Do I need this, or can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So I don't need this, right?
I don't know. The back there.
You know, I got all these pictures hanging up, you know, in frames and stuff at the house. The kids love it. But that movie, I mean, it's just fantastic. And you'll get a kick out of this. There's Roger Daltrey, and he signed it.
Oh.
So, you know.
Is it going in our auction tonight?
Is this what?
Going in our auction tonight.
For your auction?
The banquet, yeah.
This is mine. But I love this. But, you know, this is like, you know, on my living room wall. You know, and I didn't have anything like this until I started buying a pinball machine. Now I got the neon lights, you know, the jukebox, and the thing. This is getting out of hand, guys.
that's what happens.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy. But this is fantastic. There's a little bit of wear on the board, but it's so minimal. But I'm just leaving it alone. I have not ever touched up anything, and I don't think I will. I'm learning about the maintenance, the upkeep. Just like you wax it once in a while, and you know, I would like to learn, I guess, how to fix them myself, because I don't know if Clay's going to come down every weekend from Michigan. There's Dolly. You have a Dolly Parton too?
No, we got rid of it.
Why?
It was a customer who just wanted to buy it really bad, and
wow.
So they came in and bought it.
Okay, well, that it has, I think, four songs, but it's early on, so what is this, 1978, 1979? Chimes.
Chime music.
Yeah, so 9 to 5 or whatever the other songs are. But I love it. It's a fun game. That's the only one that my daughter really enjoys. So, you know, I does anybody have any questions on a couple of these machines or anything like that maybe they never played before?
Can we come to your house and play?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ted Nugent, this is one of my favorite ones. It doesn't play any music, it just bleeps, and it's just fun, and that's Stern, and I think, is that my only Stern machine?
The only thing about that particular piece that I really wish would have happened is it was Hades piece, so it should have been able to have some good music on it, or some
like the Rolling Stones, 1980.
Yeah, it has its little blips and bleeps.
Now, was that Is that maybe why they didn't make a lot more, or sell a lot more?
I think it had a lot to do with it.
Okay. But to me, that makes it a little unique because it is out of the category of what you're saying.
Yeah,
so the one that I might have parked next to it does what you're saying.
So this, a lot of customers come in and play it, they're like, that's what it does. And I think that's why it doesn't sell.
Right.
It's a great looking piece. Uh-huh. And it plays like a great question. But it's like. No,
that's the there.
Yeah, I like that. What's your question back there? Yeah, go ahead.
The better sound was just around the corner for Stern. And when they invented that sound, it worked really well. It's perfect. You know, Meteor, Galaxy, that sounds right. I mean, okay, right. But, you know, if you're thinking about the life of the game or any game that has a sound like that, and you're going to hold it for the rest of your life, you know, keep in mind,
there's
certain chords in the back, if you look at what has been done already and what will be done, you're going to make it out of one of those games, but they are going to be able to do things with what's going on with the sound.
But that's the same thing, like, I don't know, you could go into a Lexus dealership and you're going to have the finest riding automobile. And you know what? I want to drive my 64 Pontiac.
And that's why you should always have this, you know, anything plays the way it was meant to be played in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying to you that if putting something in a machine that also had a mode that had samples that would allow people to enjoy it more, save the art of the machine, because those Nugents have gone and dealt with it by the
way. Oh, don't say that. So now going through the last of these slides, I took a picture of everything, but I'm trying. This is the Tommy the Rock Opera. I'm sorry, the flash went off and it kind of wiped out. But this has got an awful lot of songs on it. I would say probably the most songs.
13.
Thank you. And it's fun. So like you get to the point where now they have video kind of built into that little display. And there's a lot of challenges, and there's never a dull moment on this machine at all. From the drops to smashing the mirror, and The one thing that's crazy about this, and I played it for the first time at the Expo 2 years ago. I said I didn't care what it cost. I had to have that. But I found it in Virginia. It's the first machine I ever shipped. And it's got the blinders. So you can have a lot of fun. The movie Tommy, it's about a blind man that becomes the champion, which everybody kind of knows. But to have those blinders under there, it's amazing. It's so much fun. And there is a way that I just recently learned to set it where you can play the whole game with the blinders. I didn't know that. I know. I told you the 70s. But a lot of practice. I feel that I was getting good and nobody was looking. So, you know, I put the blinders on. It's a fun game. I'm sorry, you have that too, right?
We have that.
Okay.
We have three of them.
Okay, why?
Oh, it's a pitfall store.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now, you got to remember, I have four Rolling Stones, and I have these are in my house.
Yeah, I'm getting claws, and it's going.
Yeah, so, Guns N' Roses.
Too far away?
I don't know. It's a crazy machine. This is the machine that gets your adrenaline going. Like, you can go down, and like, when I stop, my last ball or whatever, whatever the score is, my heart's pounding, and I've had enough. You know, this is crazy. So people with weak hearts and high blood pressure, that's how you feel. I mean, it's fun.
It's a great game.
And then a topper, that paper plate on there cost me $260. What's nice about the earlier machines that I have, they didn't have toppers for them back there. Does the Elvis one have a topper? Okay. All right.
So I got a question for you.
Please.
So you've shown us some art that you have hanging on the wall at your place. Mm-hmm. Do you get into any albums that have pinball in the artwork?
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you said that because the machine, like say Ted Nugent, doesn't have a topper. I went and bought the old vinyls with the album cover and it's autographed. So I'm looking for those things. And also the flyers. I bought just about all my flyers from Michael and Mayfair as well, Steve, I believe.
Yep.
And so I have those framed, and so that's my collection. So I find that it's not just a pinball machine I'm adding to it. It's addictive, you know? And I'm only 3 years. And my name is Michael, and I'm a pinballaholic. Is that what it is?
Hi, Michael.
Hi. That pretty much sums it up. It's a lot of fun. And I honestly say that I don't think there's anything that you could buy at Toys R Us or have in the home to get the joy and the pleasure that you really do out of a well-made machine like that we'll probably have, you know, 20 years from now, I'll still have these. And I hope to be back here in 20 years from now and keep this thing rolling, too. Go ahead.
On the left, that's a Japanese Schlenko machine.
Okay. I bought that because it's got the World Trade Center on it. And it's got the whole New York City theme on it. And I was born and raised in New York. And I bought that right after September 11th. So I saw it at a show, and I said I had to have it. Otherwise, I had no reason for a slot machine. That picture's just in the background there, but it's the whole New York City theme. I know nothing about it.
What's on the top?
I actually bought that at the World Trade Center in the 1980s. It's a lunchbox. And it has, believe it or not, it has an airplane going over the World Trade Center. It's crazy, but it says something like, I love New York. It was a motto, and they had the plane flying over the World Trade Center. And I think that's from like 1987, 1988. So my New York memorabilia. Yes?
Do you have that Roy Clark cocktail?
No, I've kept my eyes on it. If it was in, like, eBay, I don't know if you guys buy on eBay pinball machines and stuff. It seems like a lot of fun. I found them. I don't like it, but if there's one in Madison, Wisconsin, or here in Chicago, and if I could get it at an okay price, I don't like the wood grain. But, you know, I even had a hee-haw lunchbox when I was a kid. So, I'm serious. And I would, that's on the list. I would buy it, but I don't think I would buy it in California and then have it shipped here. if I can get it in my tracks. And that's another thing. Some of these machines you can buy for $300, but then you pay $400 for shipping.
Right.
So
what else is on the list to future?
I have to have the Elvis machine. There again, I'm not quite ready to spend $4,000. I don't need the gold one. It's nice. Maybe in a couple of years when they come down, maybe I'll find one here next year for sale, and I'd love to buy it. That one that's called Rockstar, that's a wedge head, which is also, I guess, the same as Blue Note. I don't have a wedge head. That I would love, yes. Does somebody have a wedge head here that's Rockstar?
I have, again, the Blue Note.
Will you sell me that?
Not for sale.
Yeah, what's your question back there?
There's a rumor that Stern is going to be producing a Led Zeppelin.
No way.
Oh, I
will pay $4,000 for that. Yes.
You said you'd like to come back in 20 years. Don't make us wait 20 years. You can give them excellent.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I never spoke. You know, my wife's a scientist. She yelled at me even this morning. I'm not prepared. You know, this is, I kind of told Rob, I'm just going to roll with it. And I'm comfortable standing up here, you know, even if this thing was standing room. It's just, it's fun. When I'm playing a machine, I see somebody that comes up to me that I saw last year and tell me, hey, how's my collection? And I tell them what I got. It's nice. Oh, here's my card. Call me. I got this for you. So it's the people that are into this are nice. You know, I can't say about that the car business, you know, but, you know. Yes?
I'm going to ask a question about the car. Is it
your convention? No. You put it's a convertible. I drop the top and step on the accelerator.
Okay. Does your wife like to
run it? She goes topless once in a while. Yes.
I thought a drum kit in the background there. If you play,
my kids play. Okay. They play guitar, drums. I used to play guitar. I'm more of a admirer of music. My kids do very good with that. I think they will be on stage one day. Yes.
I definitely think you should look at the King Rock.
Okay.
Because you're into the EM.
Yeah, I love it.
Was a cool game. And King Rock is really a fun game.
Okay, yeah, I wish there was one here that I could play right now. I mean,
I think there's one out there.
Well, okay, yeah.
I think there's one out there.
All right. Definitely.
Right now?
And by the way, if somebody else knows of a music machine that maybe that I don't have in my collection or that might be mentioned to put on my list.
There's a Pony Zone up there which has got a Pinball Wizard and Purple Haze on it.
No, what's it called?
A Party Zone.
Oh, right, yeah,
great game.
Okay.
Somebody bought the Hootenanny game apparently because it was standing up and was knocked down.
Okay. Well, my mental list, this is what I had on the list, and we'll add these. I want the Elvis. I want that Blue Note or the Rockstar.
Right.
I want, what's the other one? The one that he just mentioned?
King Rock.
King Rock.
What's the other one? King Cool.
King Cool.
King Cool.
Alright, so that's four.
That's not King Rock, King Cool.
Okay, King Cool.
Well, there's two player, four player.
Same game. Yeah.
Alright, so that's four on my list right now.
Hold on, let me write it down.
Okay. We got King Cool.
We can bring up the whiteboard.
We got Rock and Roll, which is the wedge head. And what is that, Gottlieb?
It's called Blue Note.
Blue Note
and Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Rockstar is the Adderall.
I want a wedge head so bad.
Dixieland, Hootenanny.
Yeah. What about Honky Tonk?
I've never heard of that.
Honky Tonk?
Music theme?
That's a part of the world.
Yeah, but remember, like...
That's what you said, Gary. Party song?
I'm cool with a country theme. You know, I will buy that Roy Clark one with Entertainment.
There's Dixieland.
Got it.
This is... Right now, he's telling me this. This is great.
Jukebox!
I love...
That's a good one.
This is a new hat. This is a new.
Roadshow. Punk is a good one. Boy, how about rock? How about rock?
Rock?
From Gotham.
Okay. Yeah, what's your question right there?
There's a pinball. There's a pinball named
Jukebox. Spiky 80s hair. Yeah, I've seen that in the text only. I've never played it.
Which one?
It's Gottlieb, but I guess it's called Punk. There's a rock?
Punk. There's two of us. There's two of them. Rock and there's something called punk.
There's also rock.
That's too hard.
Okay. It's too hard. All right. Does anybody else have any questions?
When do we get to see World Tour?
It's here. It's on the floor. It's in the coat room. I will bring it out maybe after lunch.
All right.
And just feel free, if you go, it's plugged in, just go, the back glass, I actually brought upstairs to see if I could get it signed, but Al left, whether he might be back.
It'll be another draft session, I think.
Okay, that'd be great. And I just want to thank you guys. It's fun just to talk to you guys and meet some new friends.